This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. There was an article in the New York Times the other day that got a whole lot of buzz online. Men in Silicon Valley who are upset at all the women in tech now. Now, if you know anything about tech and women in tech and Silicon Valley, you know being upset about all the women in tech right now is a difficult argument to make stick. Sexism and sexual harassment and gender inequality are far closer to the norm than anything else. Yet there is a small but growing group of men in tech who are unhappy with efforts to get more women working in that slice of this economy. Nellie Bowles covers Silicon Valley and the culture of Silicon Valley for the New York Times. Nellie, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Silicon Valley has been hostile is one word, difficult for women is another one, for a very long time. The events you describe in this article, though, seem a step beyond hostile, no?
Yeah. It's been a very problematic place for women, for people of color, for many years. And I think that what we've seen in the last year is finally people are kind of facing consequences for rampant sexual harassment, for rampant discrimination, and in part as a result of the success of the women in tech movement, there's been a backlash.
Yeah, tell me about this guy, James Altizer, who has been organizing pushback events, I guess you could call them, against women in technology for a while. It used to be just him and a couple of guys, and now it's, you say, crowds of hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, you're seeing ideas that were fringe ideas or were whispered more quietly, but that I think had been infused in a lot of these companies. You're seeing them start to become emboldened and grow. You're seeing more activity on things like the Red Pill, which is a Reddit site for men who believe they've sort of woken up to women's oppression of them. Or like in the story I described, like MGTOW, which is another kind of online forum for men who are in favor of living totally separately from women.
It's MGTOW. You should spell it out, right? It's men going their own way, MGTOW.
Men going their own way. James is a kind of interesting case because he's had these philosophies for a long time. And then now he's sort of seeing that he's not so alone and that there are a lot of people who are thinking this way and who are talking about it and meeting together. I didn't realize how big it had gotten.
Is there something about technology that makes it a place that is rife with discrimination against women and people of color and minorities?
I don't know. I think there are a lot of answers to give. The kind of classic one is, oh, it's the pipeline. There aren't enough women who are getting computer science degrees. I think that one's kind of BS, honestly. I think a lot of what we've seen in the Valley in the last few years is just like real basic bad behavior, like the sexual harassment stuff and the way that women are kind of pushed out of the workplace here. You know, a lot of startups don't have very good HR systems, so there's that, like, very basic thing. There's no one to go to. There's no one to really report to when things go wrong.
So you get the startups, and they don't have HR, and that's great. But then you get companies like Uber, which explodes, still doesn't have an HR system, and then gets into systemic problems that at least partially cost the CEO and the co-founder his job. You have a place like SoFi, where it was described as being a fraternity house, which is nothing that you want in a corporate atmosphere. And I just wonder, and, you know, this interview will get pushback from men in technology, I'm sure, but I wonder if there's something about the technology culture that makes it so difficult for them to accept women as peers and colleagues and equals in a professional setting.
There's so many reasons. I think part of it is a lot of workplaces aren't seen as workplaces. Like, there's a big effort throughout Silicon Valley to kind of blend work and personal life and home, and you do everything in the office. And so, like, for example, James Damore's Google memo. Like, he wrote James Damore got fired from Google after writing a memo that women don't like tech as much for biological reasons. That he posted in a workplace forum, I think, tells you a lot about Silicon Valley and how it views the lines between, like, what's the office and what's, like, your personal belief that actually is not okay in an office.
Nellie Bowles, writing in the New York Times on men and women in Silicon Valley. Nellie, thanks a lot.
Hey, thank you so much.